Wednesday night, Yud Sivan, early Yud Sivan. We're in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tes, a very rather long, rather convoluted. No, I don't know, convoluted, that's not a good word. Complicated, complex Perek. We've had these prokem before with so many twists and turns and backs and forths and Havaminas and Maskonas, and it's just. He went to get Shmaitz, it's not right. Let me wait for him.
Just giving an introduction.
But if you went for the Tzibur, yeah, now I'm finished with the introduction. It's my father, Olav Shalom's yard site.
Shalom Shabbat Ali and Shalom.
Amen, amen.
I was the Simcha.
Yud Sivan.
I was the Simcha Monday night. Justice.
Well, how was it? I don't know. I was oimid mitzad the chasson. If he welches on his obligations, I gotta come up with the dough. But I figured there's an Ur of Kablam, so I'll just welch also. We'll dump it on the Ur of Kablam. What?
How many?
A long time. My son, who's in Yeshiva Gedola now, is named after him and was born just about a year after he was Nifta, and he is 17. So I guess it's 18 years ago. Oh, you asked me to do something. How pressing is it?
No, you can wait till tomorrow.
No, 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 no. You wait till Sunday.
Can you wait till Sunday? Yes.
It may have to.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just remembered though. Okay. So we're in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tes. I think the first Rebbe that learned Shmaitza with us was the Chedushi Basra, Rav Altuski, Rav Scheinberg Zaydim. We had him for 8th grade. He wrote us Chedushi Basra, he wrote for him. And he was the first Rebbe that learned with us, like outside of the set hours.
And he had a round table.
Yeah, he sat us in the Chatzi Eagle, like the Sanhedrin, yeah, so that he could see everybody. Okay, so the Rebbe of the Marit, who will remain unnamed for security reasons, like the head of the Mossad. So he says like this, Be'etzem Chazoka de Meikora is stronger then a chazaka dahashta, and by a chazaka dahashta we say that even if there's a reyus of the fanecha, it did change. It changed. The sofek is not stam a sofek for whatever any number of reasons that a sofek could be nolad, but the sofek was nolad because we know for sure there was a change. And the question is, when did that change occur? So you have this tug of war between the Chazaka de Meikar and the Chazaka de Hashta. So the Rebbe de Maritz says as follows, the following rules. Be'etzem, Chazaka de Meikar is stronger, except in a case of the Chazaka de Meikar is stronger. The reason Hillel holds that by the Dam, it might not be because he doesn't learn that Hillel is a Chumrah. Because of Truma Mikachim, he holds it's like sort of Me'ikar Adin, is because there's something called a reyus of migufa, and the Rebbe the Marit learns literally it's something to do with gufa, her body, her good, the guf of the thing got changed.
External?
I don't know. Trey is not like that. You know, the reyus of Trey, in his case, which was a case where you don't know, the girl got married to two people, and you don't know, it's possible. We have a suffix, maybe she was a katana by the first one, and therefore she's married to the second one. And we know she's a gadola now, but maybe she was a gadola by the first one, and she's married to the first one. So in that case, her being a gadola now is not called a reyus of migufa. The suffix is built on trey, and therefore we follow chazaka de meikara. And we say she's married to the second one. That's what he'd like to say. But he has a Tosis in Yevamos. that where there's a case of a Suffolk Bentes who would passel a woman from eating truma, and it says there in the Gemara that a Suffolk Bentes passels a woman from eating truma. So, and the assumption is it's Beteres Vadai. The Rebbe and the Marit will say at a future point that if it would be only Misafek Pasul, then we'd follow the Cheskos Kashrus of the woman. We'd say she's Cheskos Kshera because of the Cheskos Kashrus. So it's Mashmam Bevadai it passels Cheskos Kashrus of the woman. If there would be a Safek, we're dealing with the Chazaka de Meikara where he wasn't nine and the Chazaka de Hashra that he is nine. But if the reason the Rebbe de Marit speaks out, the reason we know for sure that the reason we're dealing with it as a Vadai posel, not just, oh, he passels me something because you don't know what he was, because then, you know, if those Chazakas would cancel each other out, we would follow the Chazaka de Kashrus of the woman. So the din of the Mishnah that a Safek Bentes passels the woman is Betaras Vadai. So now the question is, Taisus asks, why? Why? Why don't you follow the Chazaka de Meikara that he was under nine? And Taisus answers, because you have the Chazaka de Hashra that he's nine. So the question is, why is that a stira to the case? And is that a stira to the case? Is it a stira to the Nida? So the Rebbe the Marit says as follows. This is a very important yesod. This is what he says. This is what he holds. When by a Nida she touched Tyrus at some point, and when she touched Tyrus, at that point in time, there was no Reyusa. No Reyusa. The Reyusa is Nola now. There was no Suffolk. No Suffolk, no Reyusa. No Reyusa, no Suffolk. The Suffolk is Nola now when she sees Dam, and now we start thinking. But at the time, so then it was established a very gezunta Cheskos Taira, right? On the true Leidus HaSuffolk that she touched Tyrus. So then at that point in time, there was no Suffolk. It was a clean Chazaka. The Suffolk Bentes. The Suffolk Bentes was a Suffolk at the time he was boiled the Isha. In other words, if we would have looked down, right, we wouldn't have known then either. It's a Suffolk. The Suffolk wasn't Nolad now. We had no reason then to ask because we didn't know what was happening. But now that we look back, we didn't know. We don't know what he was then. We don't know. We understand that. There was no shot of clarity. There when she touched Tyrus, she was star. There was no nothing.
There was no Suffolk.
There was no nothing. But
in this case, there was a Suffolk.
Here there was a Suffolk Bentes then also.
Yeah, why was there a Suffolk Bentes then? So
looking back, we don't know what he was then either.
If we were there, we would have a Suffolk.
Right.
That's when we have a Suffolk.
Right. Oh, no, but I wanted to ask.
Right.
No, but I wanted to ask.
Right. Make the beer. We know that we're if we would have thought about it then, if someone would have asked the question then, we know that we wouldn't have known. That's what the Rebbe writes. I want to go by. That's what he says. He says it's a Suffolk then. That's, I don't know if it's a Yesod or it's Metziut. His Yesod is that it depends when the Suffolk was Nolad. If the Suffolk was Nolad afterwards, but Bishas, whatever happened, there was clarity, and the Suffolk was Nolad afterwards, then you're going to follow Chazaka de Meikara, because it's a clean Chazaka. And the Reyusot is Nolad afterwards, so you're going to follow what we'll call the clean Chazaka. But in the case of Trey, or the case of Trey, with the Kedushay of Reuven and Shimon, where it's Trey, or the case of Suffolk Bentes, when you don't know what it, then you didn't know what it was, so then you follow the Chazaka de Hashra. That's what he says. I'm not 100% sure I understand where the Maritz Rebbe is coming from, but I understand he's saying that when you have a clean Chazaka in which there was no there was no Reyus or Nolad, And the Reyesa is first nolad later, the Sofik is nolad after the Chazaka, then that Chazaka is strong and pure and clean, and it's and you follow it.
But there's only a Chazaka.
And you follow the Chazaka Dahashta when at the when the moment that we are clarifying about. It was never. It was always like it was a reyusa then also. We didn't know then either what it was. Reyusa means we don't know. Reyusa. There's two types of reyusas. It's a little confusing because the Shmaitza or the Marit is using the word reyusa interchangeably for when you know there was a change. He's calling a reyusa, but he's also calling a reyusa if you have a suffix if there was a change. But realize it's not such a big difference because here we go again. Suffolk means we have reason to be misupik. Not stam, we don't know. So that's a reyusa, because we have a reason to think that it might have changed.
We use a chazaka, we have to have some sort of reason. Rav has taught us seven times, we don't need to call it a chazaka.
Right, as I said yesterday, there's three types of chazakas really. There's a chazaka that says, why should we even imagine something changed? Like Ein Machzikin Reyusa. Remember the Shmaitza Ein Machzikin Reyusa Mirshus Mirshus. So there the Din Chazaka said, don't make a suffix. Don't clear a suffix. That's out of the box. Ein Machzikin Reyusa Mirshus Mirshus. Your suffix is in this Rishus, not in that Rishus. Sometimes. What? By neither. Right, there was no suffix. There was no suffix when she, right, there was no suffix when she touched the tyrus.
So in the
Bentesha
case,
the Maritz Rebbe is calling that a reyusa at the time, and therefore the Chazaka Dahashta supersedes the Chazaka de Meikara. If there wouldn't be a Chazaka Dahashta, I would imagine you would follow the Chazaka de Meikara even against the suffix. You would pass in the suffix. But when there was a suffix originally, when whatever you want to know, the kiddushin that you want to know about, she touched kachim, and you want to know about that. There was already a built-in suffix then. Then chazaka dahashta trumps chazaka demeikara. That's the aside of the Maritz Rebbe. If the chazaka demeikara is pure, was no lot impurity, in purity.
Yeah, no, but for it to be pure, there had to be only employ chazaka as if it's a suffix.
I don't even know if we're employing Chazaka. The Chazaka's there. When she touched Tyrus, she was Tor. She had no reason to think she's Tomei.
No, about
the Benteisha. By the Benteisha, the Maritz Rebbe assumes that if we would have asked the question then, we wouldn't have known.
But we would have had a suffix for some reason.
We wouldn't have known.
If he had a gray beard, we wouldn't have a suffix.
Right.
So in other words, there's a reason.
If he had any beard, we would have known he's over nine.
So we have to believe there's a suffix, so the purity of the Chazaka is
flawed. Now we would still follow the Chazaka, except we have a Chazaka Dahashta. So we follow Chazaka Dahashta rather than a Chazaka de Meikara. That's the Maritz Rebbe's Yisod.
So when we had a suffix, we could have a tzad to say that he was already nine.
Right. So the, at the time of the event.
At the time of the event, the only thing that changes is that he shows up in front of us and he is now, and we say that's now the Chazaka Dahashta.
Then we follow the Chazaka Dahashta. Okay, now we're going to start from. Well, then we said Ve'ein Litos. I don't know, Ve'ein Litos. Do we have it? Ve'ein Litos Velomar. I just spoke this out, so now we'll learn it inside. Vain litos the lomar dodi amrina. Vain litos the lomar dodi amrina sofik mentes poisel hainam is fake of those lead on the chumra. It doesn't even mean vadai. The mi sofik havale look me yitzu becheskos kashrus the loman if selena. Okay. Im came beneath them the dan, meaning Reuven and Shimon. This tray of tray, kiven the hashtag gedola lefanenu ubishas hakidushin to the first one, nafal hasofik imhoisa ketano gedola. Avlina bosa hashtag she gedola velo bosa meikara, the chazaka kamaisa israelo. Good, kahid the sofik mentes those two cases are the same. The Stam Masisri Vilekaman the Polygon. So the Maritz Rebbe, based on his Yisod, puts the Suffolk Ben Test that passels the woman Bitoris Vadai apparently, and now he is nine, and he Tzushtels that to his case, to the Trey of Trey, if the woman was a Gedola or a Ketana, Bishas the first Kiddushin. So, and now she's a Gedola, so we say she was a Gedola by the first Kiddushin. Okay? And that's Vadai. Ach, now we go weiter. They're mistaking him, so who is she in the Kodeshes to? According to the Maharit. Look at the bottom. It says L'Sheni. Shouldn't it be L'Rishon? Cain said the Benidim Didan, Yeshlam Alelech Pasach Hazaka. So then she's in Kodeshes to the first one. She's further because she's a Gedola now, and we're using the Chazaka Dahashta. Should be Larisho. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Now we go by the Ach Bekidushin Perika Omer. Ach Bekidushin Perika Omer Kabayanai. Okay, this is a famous story of Yanai HaMelech. There was Trey or Trey if he's kosher or not. If he's a cholo or not? Yeah, not if he's a mamzer or not if he's a cholo. Right, if his mother was nibbled by a guy, she was a shvuya, okay. Now, Kaponim in the Sugiriya, it comes out of Machlokes. The phrase is, and Mitzvah Shem, you'll hear this phrase as you go learn through Shas or whatever. Treya Treis Feka Drabonon or Treya Treis Feka Diraisa? We really had it a little, or an earlier Shmaitza. Treya Treis Feka Diraisa or Sveka Drabonon? Now, what does that mean? The word Sveka Diraisa or Sveka Drabonon means you don't follow Chazaka. That's what it means. The Treya Treya is a Sofek, it's the immovable, irresistible force versus the immovable object. So you have a stalemate and you don't follow Chazaka. You can't. Because nothing can be as powerful as to weigh them. So you can't use the usual rules of resolving a suffix when the suffix is created by Trey or Trey. Because you already have the most powerful force in the world telling you this way, and you have the most powerful force in the world telling you that way, so you have no way to resolve the suffix. I just gave you a beautiful description of the Mandiyomar Trey or Trey Sveik of the Oraisa. That means mid the Oraisa. You don't follow Chazaka. Then there is a man the Omatrei Treis Feka Drabonon. So you'll say, Rabbi Mlinowitz, what happened to your beautiful explanation? If Midiraisa you do follow Chazaka, and only Midirabonon you don't. So I will tell you, you should have figured out the answer yourself. That since Chazaka does not address reality, since Chazaka is only telling us leave things on the status quo, it doesn't deign, D-E-I-G-N. It doesn't deign to tell us what really happened, because obviously leaving things on the status quo doesn't tell you what really happened. So ironically, like in judo, the weakness becomes the strength. And because it doesn't deign to tell you the reality, so maybe it does help a Mokum Eidim. Because it's still a way of dealing with a suffix, and it's just a way of dealing with it. It doesn't make believe it's stronger than the Eidim. It doesn't say, hey, guys, believe me, above two Eidim. There's nothing to believe. You're not telling me what happened. So ironically, its weakness is its strength. That's the Mandi. But Midirabonon, you don't follow Chazaka. Those are the words. Shreyatrei Sveika Diaraisa means Midirabonon, you do not follow Chazaka. And Shreyatrei Sveika Diarabonon means Midirabonon, you do, which we just explained why. You don't follow Rove. Midiraisa, it's only Chazaka that you follow Midiraisa, but Midirabonon anyway you don't. And a Kaponim, Upirishri, to Trey or Trey Sfeikah Drabonon, meaning at the very least it's a Sfeikah Drabonon, you don't go Bosu Chazoka. Okay? The Chivin Shekain, so now, I mean, the Maritz Rebbe is dealing with a live wire. He's dealing with a live case, and it's Trey or Trey. So what are you talking about, Chazoka to Ashton? What are you talking about, Chazoka to Meikara? We don't follow Chazoka. Right? He asked the Paschal in a real life case. So he says, V'chivin Shekain Hashton beneath the Danami, even the treyu trehu, lo azlin and basar hashta. Lamaisa, after I said my beautiful shtikal taira, we're not going to follow the chazaka da hashta because it's treyu trey. So I'm not going to follow the chazaka. V'neichus likedusha shneya. So we're going to leave it as a suffix, and maybe she's mekudosh to the first, maybe she's mekudosh to the second. So there's no eitzah. So they'll both have to give her a get. There's no eitzah. The Efshar, continues the Maritz Rebbe, the Baha Azlin and Bosa Hashta, that maybe we do follow Chazaka the Hashta, Afilu B'Shel Torah, even with the Oraisa, meaning even if Trey Trey Sfeikah is the Oraisa. Below Amrina the Machmerina, because when do we say, now he says another Svara, hold on to your hats, that when do we say that by Trey and Trey, you don't follow Chazaka. Eladavka hechasha sofik bo achar hachazaka. If you're talking about a Chazaka de Meikara, something was Becheska something, and then two Edom came. One pair of Edom came and said, your mother was Tzula Lekahuna and you're a Cholo. And one pair of Edom said, it's not true. So you don't follow Chazaka. Kehi dohasan de Cheskas Kashrus. Kodmo, v'charkach nofel ha-sofek of trey u-trey, so that smashes the chazaka. Umar alei l'cheskus kashrus. Avalhecha, perhaps, maybe, sha-sofek kodom, first came the trey u-trey, and now you have something, the trey u-trey is about how old was she when she was niskadesh to guy number two. And you want to use the chazaka dahashta. Afterwards she popped up and now she's a gedola. And you want to say she's a gedola now, she was a gedola before. He says, maybe hechash ha-sofek kodum v'achshav hari hi gedola lefaneinu lo osi sofek umora lo lahai dahashta. I'm not so sure what the svara is, because to my mind it's a question of resolving a sofek of the irresistible force on the immutable object, so you can't use chazaka. He seems to say it makes a difference when the chazaka, if the chazaka was first and the trey like smashes it, but if the trey was first and then came the chazaka, so maybe you do follow chazaka. I don't know.
It's easier to say if the
I guess so. Yeah, because then you can say what you want.
Avalecha
shasofei kodum. So that's the Maritz Rebbe. Now we're up to the Maritz. We didn't get up to the Shmaitzer yet. Uba Maritz Shom. Herich lahoshev al divrei harav. I guess you're allowed to. If you hold your Rebbe's wrong, it laced into it. Ayin Shom, the Torah of Dvorah, B'Yishav Kushis Arav, B'Toysis Yavamos, the Toysis Nidas, Elishono, Me'at Natsarach Liashav Hachdi Yavamos, the Lotikshe Akula Sugya, what's going on? Toysis says that by the Suffolk Bentes, he's Bentes now. So that's why she's possible.
Wouldn't it be easy enough to. He's nine now, okay? I mean, age is linear.
Yeah, but we want to know what he was 2 months ago.
2 months younger than he is today. You know what his birthday was.
No, you don't. Let's talk about, you don't.
He is nine now, not today.
Tzimbele. To lo tikshia kulusugi dami betalmudu demuchach minaya to lo zina bochazoka kamaisa. Maritz says, like the Shmaitzer holds, we know, that chazoka de meikori you find all over Shas. And it's always strong in a chazaka da hashta. And we never follow Chazakah D'Hashta, only by Tarta L'Reyusa, when there's a Chazakah D'Hashta and another Chazakah helping the Chazakah D'Hashta against the Chazakah D'Meikara. Good old Mikvah, good old Tarta L'Reyusa. But if there's no Tarta L'Reyusa, then Chazakah D'Meikara trumps Chazakah D'Hashta. Elohecha D'Katarta L'Reyusa. Aye, so why by Yevamos does the Bentes pass, does the Suffolk Bentes pass on the woman? Veniradach the Yevamos Dami Lanida, the Betamo Me'es La'es. He picks that sheet, not Mepkida, Lepkida, you go back 24 hours. Velo Azlina Basa Chazaka. Because he says, he has a whole different take on the Rashi. See, the Maritz Rebbe saw in the Rashi that they always follow Chazaka D'Meikara unless there's a Reyus of Begufa. And we weren't sure what the Maritz Rebbe understood, Begufa, her body, like what Maritz says, the attacker doesn't mean that. It means it's a Chazaka Ha'asuya L'shtanos. That's the words we're looking for. That's the words we're familiar with. That the Chazaka D'Meikara, again, the Maritz says, but all of the Shas you find, you follow Chazaka D'Meikara over Chazaka D'Hashta, except when it's Tarte L'Reyusa. And the, so what's the Pshat? Yevamos? That the Suffolk Bentes passels the woman? He says, not, because the Chazaka D'Meikara is a Chazaka Suya L'shtanos.
And Chazaka,
what?
He says that's Beir Shash.
Yeah. And that's what Rashi means. He doesn't mean some mystical, I shouldn't say mystical, he doesn't mean some conceptual migufa makes a difference, but he means, just means it's Chazaka Suya L'shtanos. So when you have, when the Chazaka D'Meikara and the Chazaka Suya L'shtanos, then you follow the Chazaka D'Hashim. Chazaka Suya L'shtanos. Let's see. In the first time of the Gemara, Kivan the migufa Kachazia, Israel Chazkosa. So he's learning not the way that Rebbe of the Marit understood, that if it's in the Guf Hadavar, Upirish Rashi, even the Migufa Kachazio, Rashi says, it's the nature of the Guf. Muedes, Va'alula Hilakach. She's going to see Dam. So it's Chazaka Suya L'shtanos, and that's why you don't follow the Chazaka D'Meikara. I don't know yet if he's saying that a Chazaka Suya L'shtanos is Bechlal not a Chazaka, or if that's when Chazaka D'Hashta trumps Chazaka D'Meikara. We'll see. Ba'lula hi lekach, she's going to see Dam. Bein lo cheskes taira. Alma, says the Marit, that a Chazak kol shehi mu'utedes, mu'edes lekach, it sounds like a Chazaka Suya L'shtanos is not a Chazaka. Ain't lo Chazaka, it's not a Chazaka. The Meikara Nami Lohochi Kaima. In more Londish terms, the whole idea of Chazaka is no change. Right? You go to change place, it's closed for the day. No change. The point of Chazaka is no change. Chazaka Suya L'shtanos, I would say this way, the change is not a change. Because it was always going, that was always going to happen. It's in the nature of the thing that it's going, you're going to get older. It's in the nature of the thing that you're going to die. It's in the nature of the thing that she's going to see Dam. And therefore, that's not called a change. And therefore, the Chazaka D'Meikara has been rendered impotent, irrelevant, not no geya, because you're not dealing with really a Chazaka. A Chazaka says, assume no change, keep the status quo. The change that we're dealing with is not a change. So then, that's the longness of the point, that Chazaka Suya L'shtanos is not a Chazaka. D'Meikara Nami L'Hochi Kaima, V'Hachinami D'Sofik Bentes, Ein Zu Chazaka Masha Metchila Koton Hoya, D'Meikara Nami L'Hochi Koi. That's a little different svara, those last four words. I'm not so happy he said them. I would have preferred he not say them. That's another svara. That there's always change. He's getting older every second. It's like a different Svara. But okay, I'm not so didactic in my rit like a Rajba, that's the truth. Maybe I could be, but my Bayam didn't teach me to be medactic in the Marit, medactic in the Rashba. Really, those last four words are a different Svara. It says that there's always change going on. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never no change. But okay.
So, yeah. So based on that, some of the earlier cases that we learned about a Cheskos Chai is not really a Chazaka then. You can't even use it.
According to the Marit. The Shmeitzer is going to have hit. We didn't get up to the Shmeitzer yet. Yes, according to the Marit, the Chazuka by Yisur Lishtanos is not a Chazuka. Umihu. The Aitosis asks Akasha. Why don't you follow the Chazaka that he was a Kotten? The Suffolk Ben Test Pasol. So Tyson says, why don't you follow the Chazaka to make Kara? So Tyson says, there is a Chazaka to make Kara, that he was on the nine. What's going on? Umiyu, so wait. Nami Loyadinim who bentes olav. No, twice if there's no chazaka the hash. Wait. So twice is kasha. Oh, in twice is kasha is assuming. We're looking at him now, and we also don't know what he is. Tosis Teretz is, because now he's a Bentes. So we have the Chazaka Dahashta. Why do you have a Chazaka Dahashta? That's also Asuya Lishtanos. To go backwards is also. I just realized, but there's a. So he's coming to explain Tosis Kasha. He's explaining Toysus Kasha. Toysus Kasha is, why does he pass it? He's Becheskas on the nine. That's Toysus Kasha. Toysus Teretz is, because now he is nine. We have the Chazaka Dahashu. That's Toysus. So he wasn't nine. So if he wasn't nine, you follow the Chazaka to make Kara. So he's saying Toysus. I don't know what. Tosis wants to know, why does the Sovik Mentes Pasol, why don't you go Bosocheskos Kot? So Tosis Kasha is Lechora in direct contradiction to the Marit. It's a Chazaka Asuya Lishtanos.
So
the Marit answers that Tosis didn't mean that. He meant the Cheskos Kashas of the woman. Now, you want to believe that, you believe it, I don't care. That's what Tosis asked. But now I realize that according to the, I don't understand Tosis Teretz according to the Marit. What's Tosis Teretz? Oh, he asks. Because the you. I just realized I don't understand. The Chor of Chazaka Suya Lishtanos doesn't allow you to have a Chazaka to Meikara, then it shouldn't allow you to have a Chazaka to Hashta too. And it's also called Asuya Lishtanos. Because, yeah, what's the difference? If you know, if it changes.
But the only change, I understand what you're saying.
It changes that way too.
Right.
It changes
that. So you can't say that it was like that before
right.
either.
So, okay, I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. Anyway, I have to dive for the oven. I have to prepare.